At the great ziggurat at Ur, the temple to the moon god Ninar, we see the form of the ziggurat perfected. The essence of the artificial mountain is again in its height. The mountain is built as a symbolic ladder for the deity's ascent. Priests would ascend one of the three formal stairs that converge at the top. This artificial mountain's core is of earth and brick, but the outer facades were clad in brightly colored bricks attached with bitumen. The monumental scale was balanced out by delicate beauty. Though the bright cladding is gone today, evidence of the attention paid to detail remains in its form. An early use of entasis, or the graceful bowing out of the sides of the mountain, lends a visual lightness to the overall mass of the structure. On this great mountain, its colored tiles gleaming in the sunlight, there would have been a layer of green in the planted terraces stretching down to the earth. Internal drainage and even irrigation were incorporated within the structure. This great mountain was a complex assembly of systems, fit to be a god's dwelling, and built to withstand the elements of nature. Atop the mountain was a sanctuary devoted to the gods and served by the high priests.